Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up in just minutes at 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthday request, guys. My son, Colin, wanted me to email you as it's his 12th birthday today. Yay. Even though he'll be in class, he was hoping he could listen later. So here it is. Happy birthday, Colin. Continue kicking ass and taking names later. We're so incredibly proud of you, and we love you. So how about some encouragement from the coach about how awesome it is to be 12 and to continue to kill it in school? You see, Colin has straight A's.
Wow.
I never
All right,
had
lots
that.
Of love, and thank you. That from Nina, his mother.
All right, Colin, Coach gonna be dead honest with you here, son. I can't tell you how to continue getting straight A's, as Coach never did. Now, seems like you got the focus part down in 12, man. That's a fun age. Next year, you'll be 13. You'll be a teenager. Things might get a little different, a little strange, but 12 is strong. You know what 12 says? That says, "Mom, Red Red Robin tonight. I want the biggest burger I can get. And two orders of fries. It's fried pickles. And that Oreo milkshake."
Why have you soured on the onion ring tower?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I soured. Just felt like, you know.
Take two fries, get an onion ring tower.
He's got straight A's. He gets fried pickles.
Okay. And he should get the bottom is raspberry lemonade. Just
oh,
like,
hey, hey.
That is strong.
Sister Coach Shaw Hill?
Yeah, come on, man.
Good
that S is good.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out for myself since I'm too degenerate to have anyone call in on my behalf? How about a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and a fart as well? And would really appreciate some advice from Coach Ted on how I should celebrate turning 30 after waking up to pink eye this morning. Maybe some speculation from the dirty Germans as to how I got it in the first place. Thanks a bunch, fellas. That from Brandon.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Well, listen here, son. First thing I tell you is stop eating all that. All right, how did you acquire pink eye? Listen, man, I'll be dead honest with you. Turning 30 is a big time, big celebration. Tonight's one of the busiest bar nights of the year. But if you got pink eye, man, you need to stay home. Or go to the store, a sporting goods store. You need to acquire like a scuba mask, like a full one. Then when you go out tonight, wear the scuba mask. But honestly, man, with pink eye, I'd wait a couple days before I went out, man. Nobody else wants pink eye.
Yeah, don't act like you don't know how you got pink eye. In Deutschland, we all get pink eye for the same reason. We call it skydiving.
Yeah, we know very well how he got it, too. He was down there in the Portland area.
Yeah.
He's getting a little friendly. That's the place that serves the steak.
Yeah, up close and personal, but said, "No, I'll go in through the back door."
Pink eye.
Holmes Scholes, it's my guy's birthday today. He'll be listening to you this afternoon. He's a new grandpa. So can I get a birthday shout-out from the Dirty Germans to the Ultimate Dilf about the only birthday present that is a must-to-make-a-man-happy. A vet from your boy, Darren.
Yeah, a new grandfather. That means at one point you were a father, which means you had sex, but now you know that you've passed down that wonderful tradition of sexy time to your own family. Well done.
Yes, yes, a great time. It's now it's your son's problem. You just get to hang around and hand out the cookies and the M&Ms.
Yeah, how cool is it that every time your baby poops when you're holding it, you just hand it back and say, your kid needs a diaper change.
It is wild. One uncle is so strict. And I watch him with his grandkids, and I'm like, Jesus, you never gave that to your own kids or your nephews? He's like, yeah, they're grandkids.
Not mine.
My dad, same thing. I asked my mom, I said, who's the really nice guy that looks like dad messing around with the grandkids? She goes, look, he was always nice, but he always said, I got to raise them. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
Hello, brothers. It's my 39th trip around the sun for a birthday. Can I get look out, followed by an owl hitting the window? And you guys talking all over yourselves about the worst farts you've ever had.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. That from Cheyenne.
Uh-oh, look out.
I'm talking about the worst one that I've ever had was on the back of a bus. To the point that we're going like 45 miles an hour. I'm sitting in the very back
of
the bus, right? And see people opening windows.
In the middle of the night,
the bus driver actually opened the front door as we're moving.
Stayed up for another hour.
Just to get the stink of it off the bus.
Gentlemen, today we're celebrating the anniversary of my wife Linda's 21st birthday. For safety reasons, I won't mention what anniversary we are on. She is an awesome mom and best friend that I could ever have. Plus, she looks great in yoga pants. But what she would really like today is the old Capitan to settle a dispute between us about licking the underside. Thanks, guys. That from Squirrel.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I believe it's about licking the underside of Diggum Frog to see if you can elucidate. I don't know which one of you bet that licking Diggum Frog's underside would get you high, but let the old Capitan clear up some misinformation for you. The trippy venom you're talking about comes from toads, not frogs. In fact, the drug comes from a rare species of toad native to the Sonoran Desert, Bufa alvarius, which produces a venom known as 5-MeO-DMT, an extremely potent natural psychedelic. And by the way, 5-MeO-DMT is about 4 to 6 times more powerful than its better-known cousin, DMT. And a narcotic has long been ingested by licking a toad's back, but it's now more commonly consumed as a smokable dust form. But the liquid is extracted by milking the toad's toxic venom glands and then dehydrating it into a crumbly dry paste, very similar to how Little Duddy makes oatmeal cream pies. But all of that said, I do lick the underside of Diggum Frog because we both enjoy the arousing sensation, plus in exchange for a tongue bath and a tickle of that legendary flavor saver known as my mustache, Diggum rewards me with $30 and all the methamphetamine I can smoke. Jeez. Happy Thanksgiving, Crunch Bears.
And I got a text off from my buddy Dave. He is 55 years old today. Good golf buddy of mine. I'm going to give him some dad jokes since he didn't ask for anything. Why has a child never been conceived on Thanksgiving Day?
Why has a child never been conceived on Thanksgiving Day?
Because the bed is covered in coats. All right. What do you call a woman who sets all of her bills on fire? What do you call a woman who sets all of her bills on fire?
What?
Bernadette.
Okay, all right.
Why does Rick Astley refuse to open a bakery?
Rick Astley. Hang on. What is it? Because
he doesn't want to sell any more Rick Rolls?
He's never going to desert you.
Okay, all right.
Guys, with Thanksgiving, do you prefer to eat the cranberries right away?
No.
Sure.
Or do you just let them linger?
All right. The band Cranberries did.
No, I know.
Oh.
She looked angry at that one. What's the best slogan for a urologist's office? The best slogan.
For urologists.
Stream on in? That's not bad at all.
Hello there. Yeah.
It's actually urine, good hands.
Okay.
All right. And did you know that Bigfoot is sometimes confused with Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah?
Yet he never complains.
Hey, real quick before you sing the song, He calls in a lot of times on Monday. He will be there live day. Sent in an email. Cheyenne, you've got to put your name on it.
He did at the top.
Did you say Cheyenne?
No.
Oh, my bad. I thought I missed it.
Got to scold the man for doing the right thing.
Damn it. Well, sign the goddamn email, dude. Okay, we don't just read the names all the time.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And if you are a regular listener to this program, you might recognize all three of these stories as our very own Mike Hawk has covered them. Yeah. You sick, salacious son of a bitch. But let's get started. This one, I believe, from earlier this week, where a man stole 67 pieces of underwear from washing lines, used them to pleasure himself, and then hung them on his, quote, masturbation tree. 27-year-old Ophis something or other. He was arrested after a driver passing by discovered a bizarre tree in the woods near his home in central Thailand. Now, he reportedly told police that when he was drunk, he would help himself to underwear belonging to women, men, the elderly, even children. A police officer there said, quote, the suspect would sniff the private garments while masturbating and then would discard them once the odor of the owners had faded. He would hang them on a bamboo clump behind the hospital. Well, the original witness spotted the strange tree while on his way to meet a friend just last Friday. Now, several residents in nearby villages, they've complained about their missing underwear, but did not know where the clothes had been, why their clothes had been stolen, or what they were used for. Now that they do know, no one could possibly feel better. Now, six villagers who believe their underwear was taken by the suspect, they have filed complaints against them, and officers have urged anyone else who thinks they were a victim of his crime to come forward. Now, he's been charged with stealing and faces a jail sentence of between 1 and 5 years, plus a fine of anywhere from, well, $47 to $237, but the underwear has been cleared from the tree and taken to the police station as evidence. So there's that guy just being weird. This is a follow-up story where a Colorado man, he has pleaded guilty. The first time we covered this guy was probably last year. And at that point, he had been suspected and arrested. Well, he has now pleaded guilty and is scheduled to be sentenced for a vile act involving a bodily fluid, we all know what that means, in cupcakes that got consumed by a guest attending a birthday party. 32-year-old Stephen Masalta, he worked at a Safeway supermarket. He recently copped to attempting to commit sexual assault on a child, which is a felony, and a pair of misdemeanor indecent exposure charges. Now, according to the plea agreement, he will serve about 2 years in jail and then be placed on 10 years on the sex offender intensive supervision probation. He'll be barred from having contact with anyone under the age of 18, and he has been locked up since his arrest earlier this year for repeatedly masturbating outside of coffee shops. Yeah. But that's not even what he was really on trial for. You see, as part of the probe of those particular incidents, police searched his phones and they discovered videos showing him masturbating and touching his penis to donuts at what appears to be a grocery store. Now, at the time of the recordings, Masalta worked as the night stalker at a Safeway in Fort Collins, Colorado. Investigators said food items that came into contact with his fluid and penis included strawberries in a plastic sale container, donuts, cupcakes, and a large bucket of commercial pastry frosting. And one video cop said that Masalta touches his penis to and masturbates on a batch of 12 cupcakes that were then ordered by a woman for a birthday party. Now, Safeway manager, who was shown the video images and probably does not get paid enough to have to sit through that, he believed that was, in fact, his employee Masalta recorded in the bakery and in the freezer. Now, the female customer who had ordered a total of 24 cupcakes, which were then consumed by about 16 different people at a party, he was charged with 16 counts of attempted sexual assault since the cupcake special order label requesting sprinkles and Super Mario toys be included to show the order was likely intended for children. That was the big thing. So upon discovering the videos, detectives worked to contact the families of multiple children who ate the cupcakes. Keep in mind, he was arrested for masturbating outside of a coffee shop. When they got to his phone is when they found out that he's also doing his thing at the Safeway. And finally, you might remember this story. Mike, you brought us this one about a dad trying to bond with his son over in England. Yeah, the dad called his 13-year-old son a P-word after his son refused to have intercourse with a prostitute. So the boy's mom had reluctantly agreed to let her son have a night out with his dad at a hotel in southeast London.
What?
But when he arrived, his dad offered him cocaine and said, quote, "I've bought a brass." Now, the boy told his dad he did not want the drugs. He did not want to have sex with the woman, to which the dad responded, "Don't be a pee." Well, the two sex workers were reportedly already on their way in a taxi. When they arrived, the dad told them that their son was 18. The teenager was then taken to another room where he reluctantly allowed a 26-year-old woman to perform a sex act. I think we can figure out what that was. But in a police statement, the boy said he didn't want to and he felt disgusting afterwards. And his dad had paid the two sex workers £150 as they left. Later that night, the boy's mom received a message from the father saying, "Piss off. I'll guard him with my life. Let the boy stretch his wings." Well, when she found out what had happened, that's when the mom called the cops and the dad was arrested. But when he got to court, he insisted that he's a good father. He even said, quote, "I might not look it in your eyes. It was only because he was feeling down because he'd broken up with his girlfriend and he said he'd done all that stuff before. I genuinely have a good heart. On paper, I must sound like an absolute reprobate, but that's not the case at all." Anyway, the dad, who cannot be named to protect his son's identity, he did plead guilty to arranging for a child to engage in sexual activity and offering to supply cocaine. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. There's a lot going on here,
Ted. Dad, is that you? Oh, Ted.
Get in here, lad.
I think this is an easy one.
I do, too.
I think the guy with the masturbation tree, he sucks the least this time around based on the other two stories.
I would absolutely.
I think the guy in Colorado probably sucks the most to me.
Yeah.
Because you got people eating that.
Keep in mind, they weren't even investigating him for that. They found that out after the fact.
Dad London's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the kid wanted nothing to do with it.
Correct. So, like,
I think
even if you're that dumb, but then your kid goes, I don't want any part of this. Okay, but I'm with you. The guy in that stole all the underwear and has their masturbation tree, very creepy. I know. Even just saying it out loud,
I've never heard the term before this week.
I mean, they'll
get new underwear. I know he stole, but all things considered.
Right, it seems like he could commit a crime, but like right now, it's like he's just a super creep.
Right.
So on this list, yeah, Miles, I'm with you. I think it's pretty simple. Masturbation tree guy sucks the least.
We should almost be able to like contact him and be like, "Hey, man, we're from a radio show in the States, and we do a thing called Who Sucks Less. You're weird, man, but on this particular day,
you did it.
You're the least offensive." Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're not that bad.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, the show of the day is coming up at 5:07. You are listening to The Men's Room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, count up minutes. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to scientists, there may be oceans 5,000 miles deep in Uranus.
I know. I read that today.
And Neptune.
I know.
Oh.
Made me happy, though, yeah. There's a big 5,000. I think they called it an abyss. A 5,000 foot abyss.
Miles, sir.
Miles.
You're what's our deepest ocean?
Not that.
Mariana Trench in the Pacific, yeah.
Hang on. How
deep do we think it is?
It is deeper than Everest is high.
Yeah, I do know that much.
Correct. It is 36,000 feet at the Challenger Deep is what it says.
Damn. All right, so Uranus ain't got that much on us.
No.
A big-ass planet. That's only as deep as you can go.
Exactly.
Well, but that's 5,000 miles. Ours is measured in feet.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Sorry, Uranus. I take it back. You're kicking our ass.
What was it? Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about how the difference between the deepest point of the Earth and the tallest point is like 11 miles or something like that.
Sorry, I did not realize. Yeah, Uranus has us crushed.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, we're toast.
Quote that.
Hell yeah.
Uranus has us crushed.
Crushed by Pink Uranus. Eye. Oh, God. Jeez. Scientists use the fossilized remains of dinosaur feces and vomit to reconstruct how they came to dominate the Earth.
Just to see what they were eating, I guess?
See what they were eating, see where they were moving.
Why can't they do that with human poop?
Oh, right, right.
Why do humans dominate the Earth? Let's look at the turd.
I think that's actually just following migration patterns, where all they went.
That makes sense.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not working on it. I'm not a doggone scientist. I don't know. You want to look at dinosaur crap, you go right ahead. Oh, look at this. They were here.
Cool. How do you identify fossilized dinosaur turds, right? The bones I get because it's bones. You're like, obviously, this is a skeleton.
Sure.
Who's the geologist that goes, man, I'm pretty sure that's a pile of S.
Right. Look at this rock. Well,
that's no rock. You know the timeline?
Based
on the exposed layer.
Sure.
Sure.
So how do you know it's poop?
Well, like right now, even in northern South Dakota, some of those layers are being exposed from millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Just because they're blown out.
Right.
So that's why they find a lot of those that's why I find a lot of those bones there.
Do you think it still has a funk to it?
No.
Like, if it's locked in there, dude, if it's, like, sealed and locked in there, do you think there's a little bit of a... Because, like,
I did one this morning where even 65 million years from now, if you were to crack that rock open...
Yeah.
Jeez, man!
Right, you ever, like, you know, walking the dog or maybe you're mowing the lawn or something like that, you clip a turd that's been there for a little while and it's got that crust on it and then it busts open like, oh, morning!
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same thing with the dinosaur poo.
That's how we figured it out.
I don't know. I told you when I was a landscaper, like, we used to tell people, like, you're paying us to mow the lawn, not pick up dog poop.
That's
or you
right.
could pay extra. Yeah, because you're right. When you're mowing and you cut it open, it is awful.
It's bad, dude. A new study revealed that 208 million Americans are overweight or obese.
Yep.
Yeah, no kidding.
So basically two-thirds of the population around here.
I mean, couldn't you just go outside, go to the airport, take a look around? I think you'd reach about the same conclusion.
Sure.
Now, go to a restaurant anywhere.
Now, it's not saying it's on a morbid level. It's not saying it's at an incredibly unhealthy level. It's just saying you're overweight or you're obese.
Right. Right. If I lost 12 pounds today,
I would be 181 pounds.
Right.
I'm still overweight.
Correct. And that's all.
So it's
thing.
Like, I'm just like, I looked at that story and I'm just like, I gotta start running again? Like, this
right.
is. This
Are we
is,
still going off of BMI?
Yes.
Because,
yes,
again, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his heyday was obese, was morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, but that's the thing. If they do it by weight, again, muscle weighs more than fat, so that's not unfair. But yeah, your BMI.
Right. And I'm not saying anybody in this room is ripped by any means, but at the same
we're
time,
not.
Like.
This is not a room
it's just,
of rich.
It's just height based on weight.
Yep.
Exactly.
So if you're broad, you're screwed, you know?
So screw you, UK. We're just taller. The day is upon us, and like our mothers before us, we've been terrified of all the things our guests are going to point out that aren't clean in our homes. You ever had your mom just make you clean things? It's like, they're not looking here.
Yes. My parents, when I lived at home with them, if guests were coming over, which is probably four times a week, right? I mean, it was a deep clean, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did not effort. And the house was never messy. They didn't even allow it to get messy, right? We just didn't operate that way.
Right.
But yeah, people were coming over. Like, you brought up the cleaning products, and my father would be like, okay, you're going to use that spray. You want gloves and a mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Luckily, we have exactly what they're looking for.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things guests always notice that aren't clean in your home. The holidays are a special time for everyone, but the host and hostess. Sure, it's wonderful having friends and family gather near to give thanks and gratitude for God knows what. That being said, make sure you empty your dirty clothes hamper. Cousin Jeff likes to roam off the beaten path when you're distracted in the kitchen, and the last thing you want him to find and sniff is your dirty, sweaty, clammy underthings.
Underthings.
Check his pockets before he leaves with your unmentionables. By the way, nice thong. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jesus, Wes. So there you go with that. So these are 10 things that guests always notice that aren't clean in your home. Let's see if you guys will actually notice this in other homes that you go into. Do you guys ever notice the dusty vent covers?
I think I do and I don't.
Sure.
They don't look any different than mine. So to me, it's just a vent cover.
Right.
Mine bug me, but generally speaking, it's like I expect us.
Normally,
to.
It's an outtake more so than an intake.
Right.
Or an intake more so than an outtake.
Exactly. That tends to be in the basement somewhere. Or wherever it is that you're getting your air sucked in at.
I mean, look at ours.
That's filthy.
I wouldn't notice. But, like, I'm far from, like, a super, super clean. Like, my house, I got to straighten up all the time. So it's like, I'm not going to cover somebody's house. Like, what do you got, dust on this?
You guys ever notice the top of someone's fridge?
No.
No. Same.
Not that tall.
No, I hear you. It's not a place I think to look.
I don't know if it's clean up there.
I don't care, but I mean, I really can't tell.
The only time I would know, and I had this for the longest time, is when I keep the booze up there.
Yes.
Other than that, right. There is no real reason that I can think of that you need to see the top of somebody's fridge.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, there's nothing up there that's going to affect me.
And like, don't you have a bar now in your new home?
I do not. No, the bar was in it like two homes ago.
Okay.
But I got a nice, there's actually a full cabinet above the fridge now, and that's my bar.
All right, cool.
That's my bar. The bottom of your shower curtain.
Yeah.
I just ordered one from Amazon yesterday.
There you go.
You can notice that.
And I just switched one out in a kid's bathroom.
I need to switch mine out. But if I'm at your house for Thanksgiving, why am I in your shower?
That's kind of my thought.
Because people are nosy.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. Depending on the shower and where the bathroom is. Some downstairs bathrooms have showers.
Why is there that kind of orange lining or like
it's pink.
Pink?
That's mold. That's why I ordered, because, you know, I looked and I, oh, nice pink shower curtain, Miles. Maybe get rid of that.
Okay.
I got into my kid's shower last week. I did not want that shower curtain to touch me. And as soon as I got out of the shower, we have two backup of the clear plastic one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately changed it out. I was like, my God, did one of you explode in here?
Yeah. Better to smell like gasoline plastic than have mold.
Yeah, right. Marks on the mirrors and screens. I'll notice those.
I mean, the mirror, you can't. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, it depends. Like, if you have kids, I just expect that crap everywhere.
But if I come over to your place and we're watching the game, even if it is on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you mean on the TV screen.
And I see, like, a smudge on that screen, I'm staring at that bad boy the entire doggone time.
I can't take it, personally.
No.
Like, my kids are old enough now, it's not a problem. But when they were, like, 5 or 6, when you turned on the TV, you felt like your house was haunted because on the bottom of the screen, it's just handprints.
Yes.
Like, guys, stop touching the TV.
Right.
We have a remote control. You don't need to touch it.
Man, I feel like those days are kind of over, though. I think most people's TVs I see now are just hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
The first time my nephew came over and visited our house, the first time that he was, you know, he was on wheels and he was, when they left, there were two little fingerprints at the very bottom of my doggone
TV.
They
cannot help themselves.
Like, doggone.
Gotta touch it.
Get away from the damn TV.
Did you see Jordan Morris's kid?
No.
After the game on Saturday, the Sounders game?
No.
He's like giving an interview. His son is, I mean, you know, he's holding him, so he's little. The kid just can't stop touching the microphone.
He just keeps
reaching over, and he's like, all right. You know what I mean? He's like trying to give a real interview of like how he just won a game on a goal, and the kid keeps touching that microphone, the little phone.
What does that feel like?
Yeah, exactly.
Grime on the stove controls. I forgive that. You're cooking on there. Grime can be difficult to get. It's a stove, dude. You're cooking. Like, you're throwing down on there.
Especially, every burner is packed that day.
Oh, God, dude.
That you'll do that later. You'll get around to it.
Yeah.
10 things guests always notice aren't clean in your home. The dirty light switch covers and fixtures.
I'm pretty adamant about wiping those down.
I do, too. And mostly post-COVID, it was just, it occurred to Lysol wipes, whatever. It's such a quick thing, but when you actually start looking at it, you realize everyone in this family uses this light switch, and there's evidence.
I live by myself. I'm like, is that peanut butter? What is? I don't even know. Is it chocolate?
Mine have never gotten dirty. Like, I've never gone around and wiped them down. Like, I'm sure that there's bacteria and all that crap all over.
It's like making snacks at night, just like turning lights on, turning lights off, and just like, great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look. I'm with you. Plus, I don't know that I always use my finger, like the tip of my finger to turn on lights, because most of my switches are just a little
Oh, yeah.
Flip back and forth. Sometimes I hit them with a knuckle.
Exactly.
It's like the one by my door that I use the most, oftentimes when I'm carrying something, just gets the elbow.
Right.
Back of the hand.
A grimy fridge door, especially here in the days of stainless steel, man.
Yeah, man.
Those smudges get all over the doggone place. The messy microwave.
Yeah, man, when that thing pops open, just like, good God, man.
No, it's just here.
I'm about to say, there's some horror stories of just it getting bad here, dude.
Use a paper towel on top, guys.
The fact that our
Did you put a gerbil in there? Like, why does it look like this?
The fact that our old GM, Jack, actually had to send an email like, guys, clean this damn thing out. It's disgusting in there. Cover your dishes, whatever it is.
You know what that means? It means Jack had a cold meal that he wanted to heat up. Opened that thing, looked in there, looked like the House of Horrors.
Right.
Like Vincent Price should be in there.
Also, just put a paper towel over it. That's it. That's all you got.
It's not that hard. Yeah.
It really isn't.
Golly. Dusty corners.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty anal about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we got rid of all the carpet that was in the house, and we got all this tile floor, which is both good and bad, because you don't realize how filthy you are until you have some kind of hard surface below you versus your carpet. Because I'm like, we're not doing anything than we did when we had carpet, but carpet hides a lot of crap. Now I'm just like, oh my God.
We vacuum every day.
I'm convinced that we run a dog kennel in my home because there's no way that much dog hair is falling off of my dog and she still has fur.
I mean, place I live now is the first place I've had hardwood floors.
Yeah.
You notice it more, but also, like, just it's just so much easier to...
I agree.
Get a broom and just sweep it up quickly than it is to, like, I feel like vacuuming takes a lot more time as opposed to me sweeping my kitchen, my living room.
Well, 9 days of darkness, 10 days of darkness, everything's fine. I am so happy when the sun comes through that window and then I look at my floor and I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or when you walk and have a stampede of dust bunnies following you.
Or, God forbid, you walk around in your socks. And by the time you get upstairs, you look at it. It looks like you just swifted the floor.
Yes.
Because you did.
Yeah. Dirty doors. Dirty doors.
Need your dirty door.
Like door knobs?
Or like the doors themselves.
Can be surprisingly easy to forget to clean them. And if you do forget, it can be glaringly obvious to guests. One Redditor shared that they gauge a home's cleanliness by its doors. A dozen of other comments supported the sentiment, including specific mentions of the knobs, the frame, the floor area, and behind the door.
I'm pretty anal about that. And I get all of this from my father.
Sure.
That is how we had to clean growing up. So now it's just second nature to me. Like, it sucks, but that's what you do.
If there's a noticeable grime on the door, you know, like Miles was saying, there's an errant drop of some weird tomato soup that ends
how
up
many
on a
days do you stare at it before you finally say, I'm going to deal with this now?
Like two.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody does it immediately.
Right.
Maybe you do it immediately if it's still hot and or wet and you can just do a quick wipe.
But the one that does get me is, you know, there's kind of a design on the door that's kind of your standard design. It almost looks like there's a hole that you could cut out and put windows in there, basically. You know, the squares all over the place.
But the dust collects on.
The dust collects all over those. And then from time to time, we'll just have to go over and just wipe all that off.
You know, one thing I did recently was took the, not the light bulb, but the bulb around the light bulb off of the hallway ceiling lights, ran it through the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
My wife knew, but anyway, the kids come home, and my son asked me if we had new lights.
Whoa!
It made such a difference. He's wow, man, did we get new lights? I'm like, we are that filthy. No.
Yeah. Stained walls shows up in the list of things that guests always notice aren't clean in your home. Yeah, if there's a stain on your wall,
how's your wall get stained?
There's
outside of children.
That's why I think people notice. Because, like I said, if you have dirty kitchen handles, you kind of go, all right, they make food and they're get it. The wall, you're like, why is that there?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just throwing food around.
Dusty ceiling fan blade shows up on the list, which, if you're looking at the ceiling fan, it's probably got dust.
It's going to be dusty, right.
Crumbs on the couch. That's a big one. If you've got people coming over, vacuum out the couch real quick. Dude, I'm guilty of that one. That's me all doggone day. Dirty toilet seats.
Yes.
Especially
underneath the toilet seat.
Man, one of the most terrifying things to me, and I'm pretty good about cleaning, but the kids' bathroom when I lift the toilet seat. Like, what am I going to find? I should stop asking myself that question because it is.
You can find a lot.
I find a lot of things, and I'm like, okay, I know you come in here and do number one. You come in here and do number two. You must be going up to, like, number seven, because I cannot explain what I'm looking
at. It's post-apocalyptic under there, dude.
It's really.
But then this is the number one thing that guests always notice is not clean in your home, and it is a drum roll that doesn't show up. There it is. That stinky, stanky kitchen trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. And we get nose blind to it. I get it.
My trash can's not bad. My recycling.
Yes.
Is a little bit more, you know, funky than that.
Right. Safety sake, if you've got people coming over,
just take the trash.
Right. Take your trash, take your recycling out, clean them out if it's a big enough gathering and it's been long enough.
Yeah, we got people coming over Friday, not tomorrow, but people coming over Friday. Count on me cleaning all of that stuff before the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, to me, if I come home and I can smell something in my trash can, I know it's time to go.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it always happens when you've just changed out the trash, too. You just threw away something.
You just don't realize that the trash can after trash has some juice. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to sit in there for another week.
All right, come on, man. Doggone it. Give me a break.
Trash can juice.
That'd be a hell of a shot.
Because you can never identify exactly where the juice came. There's always like three possible culprits. Right.
Well, you can tell what is in there. You just don't know what else isn't in there.
Right.
A man in Japan was arrested for trespassing, but as it turns out, it's far from his first offense, sir, Miles, and I got the full story at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?